First of all, Dr. Harper, good morning. And here in Southwest Virginia, should we really be worried about Zika if we're not traveling out of the country?
Oh, good morning, and certainly thank you for inviting me here to speak. You know, I wouldn't suggest that anybody be worried, but just be a bit concerned so that we take appropriate action. We are in Southwest Virginia, but we do have individuals that, in fact, travel, and they go away for mission trips or to visit families. And the trick about mosquito-borne illness is that even if you're not the one going into an area where there's transmission, if you are bitten by a mosquito that happens to be infected with the virus, then you too can be infected. So we should in our area be concerned enough to take action, but not worried.
Dr. Harper, this is Gene Morano. The infection itself, doctor, is on the mild side, according to the VDH, I think. What are some of the symptoms if someone suspects that they might have Zika?
Yeah, so in general, 80% of individuals who are infected will not become sick. So these are people that will, you know, just exist and experience a normal, you know, sort of everyday life. Those that do become ill will usually experience mild symptoms, and these symptoms are fever, rash, joint pain, and red eyes. Now, when you do experience symptoms, they will be mild. They'll last up to about 7 days. What we try to do is to educate the public on protection from Zika virus so that none of us become infected and experience any symptoms related to the condition.
Doctor, are there some simple precautions that pregnant women should take, however, if they're concerned, things like, insect repellents or clothing to prevent the virus?
Yeah, so there certainly are precautions that pregnant women and all of us should take because, again, these mosquitoes, you know, don't particularly go after pregnant women. They just go after humans. And so we all should be involved in protection from mosquito bites. And that is really the primary method of preventing Zika virus infection. And so we want to ensure that we are covering with long sleeves and long pants when we go out and about. We want to apply insect repellent to exposed skin. We also want to do things like make certain that our screens that are in our windows and our doors are repaired and are without holes. Once we do that, we also want to think about our areas where we work, live, and play. And so we want to make certain that there are no containers with standing water because these mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, they breed in standing water. And so we want to be certain that we are eliminating standing water pools. And so we need to dump or empty containers. We need to turn empty containers over if they're not being used. If we can, throw them out. If we have boats or things that can be covered with tarps, then we want to cover them with tarps. We want to do this and kind of do a survey of our areas at least once a week, but really as frequently as possible. There may be some water areas that can't be emptied easily. You know, maybe a bird bath might be a bit difficult. So you want to try your best to replenish the bird bath with fresh water at least once a week. It may be that there are some standing water pools that you want to think about using larvicide in. So the goal is just really to decrease standing water, which is a breeding, you know, haven for mosquitoes.
And we should point out that there are other infections or illnesses you can get from mosquitoes, correct?
There certainly are. And so we, never want to forget about them. You certainly can get things like dengue and chikungunya and West Nile, et cetera, from mosquitoes. So the issue of mosquito protection really is a general issue that we all should take up. And we certainly want to think about it with some seriousness with respect to Zika virus, because as you mentioned previously, pregnant women are at risk for pregnant women and their fetuses are at risk for severe birth defects after being exposed to Zika virus. And the more we learn, the more we can talk about, you know, the exact risk of occurrences, et cetera. But what we do know and what's been confirmed is that there is this association.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but men infected, Dr. Harper, with the Zika virus, they can pass it on to a female partner who is pregnant?
Yeah, so that's actually a great question. So we actually know most recently. Now, the thing about Zika virus is the more data we collect, the more we're able to inform our guidance. So at this point, actually, the updated guidance suggests that you can actually, men and women can transmit Zika virus sexually. So yes, pregnant women are at risk from men that have traveled to or live in areas with Zika virus. And so we recommend, actually the recommendation is that pregnant women do not travel to areas where Zika virus transmission is occurring. But if they have a partner that has traveled to or lives in areas with Zika virus, then the recommendation is that they use a barrier protection for the duration of their pregnancy. But we do know that it's not just men that can transmit Zika virus sexually. Women are able to also.
Joey Self here. We're talking with Dr. Stephanie Harper, District Health Director for both Roanoke City and Allegheny Health Districts. One question before Gene Marano follows up, Dr. Harper. Is a vaccine to prevent the Zika virus, is it anywhere on the horizon?
Well, there's certainly research looking into vaccine development, but currently there is no vaccine available to prevent Zika virus. There is no treatment for Zika virus. If you acquire Zika virus, but hospitalization is extremely rare. Again, symptoms will be mild, but we do recommend supportive kinds of things. So we want you to get rest and, drink plenty of fluid so you don't get dehydrated. Use Tylenol for pain. Things like that.
And Dr. Harper, as of last week, I haven't seen any updated numbers, but there were 56 cases of the Zika virus disease reported in Virginia. And I'm assuming that all of those at this point were travel related, correct?
Correct. So in Virginia, all cases have been travel related. Now, I actually have updated numbers from August 10th, and the number currently is 60 cases in Virginia. And if we look nationally, there have been about 1,825 cases, I believe, which was the last time CDC updated on August 3rd. Yeah. And so Virginia's got 60 cases as of August 10th, which represents about 3% of cases in the country. The Southwest area actually has 8 cases of confirmed Zika.
Would you recommend at this point that people not travel to the Miami area, for instance?
Well, we certainly consider at this point the Miami area involved a, Zika affected area, and so pregnant women should avoid all non-essential travel to that area.
And just before we wrap up, to talk about the website real quick, vdh.virginia.gov. There's a lot of information there, Dr. Harper, about Zika.
There certainly is. There's information there about Zika. There's information there. There's question and answers that certainly detail some of the most common questions that our community may have. There's information about Zika planning across the state. So there really is a wealth of knowledge. So I would encourage anyone interested to visit that site.
Okay, we've been talking this morning with Dr. Stephanie Harper with the Virginia Department of Health. She's the District Health Director for both Roanoke City and Allegheny Health Districts. Dr. Harper, again, we appreciate you joining us this morning and some very informative information on a very topic that's being discussed. Thank you, Dr. Harper. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Anytime.